It is 6:44. Matt Lauer has issued an apology statement today. We'll read it for you again here coming up in a little bit as my friend Chuck Todd joins us. I don't know that there's a lot that could be added to this from what happened overnight, but is there anything you want to add to this story before we get on with things?
Not really.
Yeah,
because you know, look, it's in the same way. It's shameful. It's hurtful. It's destructive. I'm impressed with the woman that came forward. Very brave to do what she did, let alone now the other people and the other stories are coming out. It's, you know, I give Matt credit. I think his statement this morning is a start, and I'll leave it at that.
You know, and I mentioned this yesterday when at the top of the Today Show, you can love somebody and you can like somebody a great deal that you work with and still be appalled by their actions. And for those of you who work at NBC, you have to process all this stuff in real time. So let me move on here to the Trump world.
The bigger picture in this story, in this moment, cultural moment, we have to figure out what we'll forgive. Mm-hmm. We figure out what we're willing, what we want people to do to earn our collective forgiveness.
Right?
We have to decide what that is. And I don't think we're there yet.
I completely agree. It's a big swirling mess. Mm-hmm. Last Sunday, I watched you on Meet the Press with Nancy Pelosi. And it's funny because a texter brought up a great question this morning. And it's a general question, but it goes to the Nancy Pelosi thing and what you have to do every day on Meet the Press and MTP daily. And that is when a politician looks you in the eye and doesn't answer your question, no matter how many times you pose it, mm-hmm. how many times you speak for the rest of us and are asking the power brokers what we need to know. How do you handle that frustration?
Sometimes you just keep asking the question. It depends what it is. It depends on the moment. It spends much time. This is a question I get frequently, right? You know, they'll say, hey, you asked a couple great questions. They didn't answer your question. You know, why didn't you push them this time or this? It is all feel in the moment. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes you know certain politicians that if you ask them three times, they will finally crack and they'll, you know. There are others. I remember asking Ted Cruz once 9 times the same question. He just wouldn't budge and give an answer. But that in itself gave the answer. I mean, the way I look at it is that I try to follow up as many times as necessary so I know the viewer at least knows what they're getting, if that makes sense, from the person. They know, hey, they're deflecting, they're hiding. And if you've made that point, well, then actually the person has answered the question. Oddly enough.
Yeah, answer by the lack of an answer. By and the other thing is you have an internal clock going off in your head. There's other material you want to get to. All of those are in play.
Yep, always. That's I always say I wish I always had 5 more minutes for every interview, but if I did, the show wouldn't be as good.
Yeah.
Viewers would, you know, it would be it's one of those things, just trust me. Each interview might be better, but collectively it wouldn't be a better show.
And it's one of the good things about the podcast. It does give room for a little longer ability to stretch out. So I'd encourage you to go to that as well in this, what, 71st year of Meet the Press?
Yeah, we're in year 71, yeah.
And I think it might last. As we continue, the Republican tax plan gets through committee. So you're fairly positive this is going to be a go?
Yeah, you know, it's such a surreal week here in Washington in watching this sort of march of the tax bill. There's no doubt Republican leadership feel like they have to do this, right? It's one of these, it doesn't matter how bad this thing may not sell. It doesn't matter how bad this could end up polling in 6 months. They feel as if they don't do it, it's a bigger disaster. And it's all taking place at the same time that literally President Trump is having one of his shakiest, most unstable moments of his presidency and sort of the lashing out and the conspiracy theories and all of this stuff. It's really surreal that we're not having a serious debate on the impact of this tax bill. And at the same time, we have this sort of, but we also have the president's temperament sort of exploding in our face right now. So it is surreal because the tax thing is such a sort of normal Washington story, dysfunctional story. And then there's Trump.
And then there's Trump leads me to this. You're going to have Corey Lewandowski and David Bossi on about their book on Sunday on Meet the Press, right?
We are. We'll have the first interview with them. I'm I get the book later today, so I haven't even been able to look at the book yet, but we get our first copy later today. We'll find out what they have to say.
It's Let Trump Be Trump, which brings up the big question of the week. Our mutual friend Pat Brady, you as a journalist, me as a an opinion giver, we've all questioned his stability in different ways and his ability to do the job since the moment he announced. It's gotten much louder this week. The questions have gotten much louder, and the actions have gotten much more apparent that we have a problem here. Yesterday, the retweet.
McCarthyism on us. I'll be honest. I'm so angry at what he did with the retweets of the Muslim.
That's where I was going.
These crazy Muslim videos, and frankly, what he did to my colleagues, and the sort of McCarthyism. It was straight out of Joseph McCarthy's book. The sort of the libelous and slanderous stuff he wrote and said about Joe Scarborough, Andy Lack, and Phil Griffin. Too. I mean, this is a sitting president of the United States doing this stuff.
And 40 million Twitter followers means that 40 million impressions were made. Whether or not they stuck is not as important as the fact that the irresponsibility of the moment leads to the damage that takes place. We saw this in real time, too, with the CNN question of their credibility and the Libyan media using it against the people when CNN got actual footage of a human slave sale a week ago.
You know what I was thinking about yesterday? What's it like for the Muslim American soldier when he sees the commander-in-chief?
Absolutely.
You know how many Muslim Americans serve in the United States Armed Forces? Quite a few.
Absolutely.
Thousands. I just think about that for a second. Their commander-in-chief, who may be ordering them into a war very soon in North Korea. If he just thought about that aspect, he'd realize how damaging tweeting those videos were.
Yeah, I wonder if he would, because this clinical definition of a sociopath.
I wonder what John Kelly thinks.
Absolutely.
I think that former retired General John Kelly might have an opinion on this, but he's obviously chosen to let Trump be Trump.
That's the thing that's really, to me, the most difficult to understand over what's happened in the last week, because this is nothing about John Kelly's service to America, which is distinguished and deserves to be respected. But his experience as chief of staff and babysitting this grown man is not going well. And at some point he has to own that.
He does. I think he... Look, people close to him, and snarky as I just was a few minutes ago, people close to him will tell me, the last thing anybody wants is for him to be fired. You know, that there is this mindset that he's got to do just enough to stay in the president's good graces if you want him there to be a guardrail. That's the argument that his folks will make, his supporters will make. But at some point, are you enabling too much? I understand that line of thinking, but at some point, are you enabling too much? And right now, the president seems as if he is just unencumbered by anything right now.
And the ultimate enablers are Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, and the Republican-controlled Congress trying to hold on to whatever they can. And in the end, I believe they're going to regret the fact that they created their own destruction.
At some point, this bill is going to come due for them on the decision to let this element into their party. It started back in 2010 before Trump, but when they let what they thought was just grassroots enthusiasm, and it turned out that it surfaced, it created new dark corners of the internet, new dark corners of this an alt-right movement. And yeah, this bill's going to come due, and it's going to be a bill they probably can't pay when it comes to.
That's one of the hardest things as far as I'm concerned. Every day of this, sure, it gets fatiguing and it's frightening and it's all of those things. But this is not something we can't fix. But it takes honor and it takes patriotism and it takes courage and it takes a lack of self-centeredness. And I don't see any of those qualities in the current people that represent us in Congress. So that's incredibly disappointing.
Steve, and I just look at, we're a private company, so we can act fast. Other private companies have acted fast, but it's like when you watch all of this taking place, this cultural moment taking place in sexual harassment, for instance, And then you watch the political world not hold themselves as accountable as the rest of America is doing, and not wanting to even hold. It's like not just not holding yourself accountable, not wanting to be a role model for the country, not wanting to,
not caring.
And instead, they're the lagging indicator in this moment. The lagging indicator, not the leading indicator. Elected officials are supposed to be the leading indicator if they're good leaders. But we have a group. If you can find me a good leader, let me know. Now, it doesn't feel like anybody wants to pick up this mantle right now.
I completely agree. It's never been more gutless. Chuck Todd, 1947, the podcast, MTP Daily, and Meet the Press this Sunday with the co-authors of Let Trump Be Trump. Well, we'll see about that. Corey Lewandowski and David Bossie in their first interview. Chuck, I appreciate it.
Thanks. All right, Steve.